Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A couple decided to go out to eat. A man was 10 minutes late coming home. And it's a good thing because these circumstances likely saved the life of a rural Marion County man who had been mowing on a seldom-traveled road in the southern part of the county. Let's go in-depth with John Pierce, Chief of the Columbia Fire Department, Joy Pierce, EMT, Rich and Nancy Marshall, Travis Cram, and the man whose life was saved, Lee Frank. So, John, you gave me a call and said that there was a pretty amazing rescue down here at 94th and Rutledge.
Just west of
94th. Tell people what you saw when you arrived on scene.
Well, first of all, we was paged to 822 Rutledge for, they said, a four-wheeler accident and a young male, and then it was changed to a lawnmower rollover. And they said the individual is having trouble breathing. And so we responded right away, and I'll have to tell you, we had two of our members was working just around the corner here, and they responded right away also. And when we got there, the lawnmower was there, and the individual was laying flat on his back on the ground. But he was talking to us, so I knew that part was good.
Okay, and Rich and Travis and Nancy, you all, you came upon the scene. What happened? Can you describe what you saw when you arrived?
Well, we had been into Melcher for lunch because we had been both working and were tired. And I'm thanking God we did go for lunch. And we come on Rutledge there, and I said, Rich, there's somebody under that. And I thought it was a four-wheeler until we got... I stopped, and then I said, no, that's a lawnmower.
And what'd you see?
I jumped out, throwed my cell phone to her, said call 911, and jumped down in the ditch and tried to lift the mower.
Okay, and you saw a man underneath it?
Yes, sir. And he was screaming, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. I said, no, you're not going to die. I'm not going to let you die. But, he was hysterical, and so was I.
And I bet your heart was pounding.
Oh, you ain't kidding, it was. I was lifting everything I could lift, and I thought I could pick it up a little bit, but I couldn't near pick it up off of him. Travis came along just a minute or so later. He jumped out, run down the ditch, and the two of us got flipped over, and rolled over and hit on lid on his wheels. And then by that time, the other two boys, EMTs, was there, and they started working with the guy. I just told him not to move, or nothing, because... I thought maybe he had some serious internal injuries because that mower was heavy, wasn't it, Travis?
Yeah, it was.
And so I remember this guy.
Is that right?
In a catastrophe.
We're going to go down and talk a little bit to the gentleman that you saved his life, it sounds like. But let's go back to what you saw when you arrived, Travis.
Well, I come up on it. I know Lee and Sheila Frank and our kids play ball together, and so I usually see him out there mowing, and I'll wave as I go by, and I think it was pretty fortunate Tuesday evening. I was delayed by bad traffic in Des Moines. Normally, I'm 10 minutes earlier than that, and if that had been the case, I'd have just probably waved to him and continued on my way, but running about 10 minutes late, and when I come up on it, I saw these guys on the side of the road, and then I saw him down in the ditch, and he was waving his arms at me, and I could see Lee was pinned underneath the backrest of the seat was across his back and basically had all the weight of the mower right there on the middle of his back, and he was face down and, clearly in a lot of pain and screaming. So we jumped down there, and I know we gave it one try and couldn't hardly budge it, and we adjusted a little bit and finally got the mower to move. I was a little concerned that we might make him worse by rolling the mower or doing something, but we knew we couldn't leave him like that, yeah. So we did get it out. And
when he got there,
he rolled over.
We got resituated, and we picked up together. I know I was doing all I could, and I know this guy here. I'm glad he's strong.
Well, you both look pretty strong to me.
When the mower come up, it flipped over on its wheels, didn't it?
Yeah,
and we, of course, we didn't pay no much attention to that until afterwards, but the poor guy was really relieved, and I was so thankful that he could breathe. He said, "And I can breathe, I can breathe."
And so what kind of tractor are we talking about?
It was one of those larger zero-turn hydrostat mowers that, okay. I guess I don't know.
About 6 foot deck.
6 foot deck.
Yeah, it's a big mower, big heavy mower, wasn't it?
I think they weigh around 650 pounds.
I don't know how much they weigh, but I know it was more than I could lift.
Well, 650 pounds is more than any one person can lift, unless you're, you know, like the world's strongest man. Yeah. Wow. So.
No, it was neither nobody trying to be a hero or nothing else. It's just good neighbors, good people, and doing what good people do. Try to help one another when you're in a bad situation. That's all I can say, and I'm just tickled to death that the man's still alive, because I didn't think he was going to make it.
This is the first time I've met the Columbia Rescue Team, and it was impressive how quick they responded. And I've got two little girls live out here. It's nice to know the community out here. We have good people taking care of us and quick responders, and so that was a nice outcome to this whole ordeal as well.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with John Pierce, Joy Pierce, Rich and Nancy Marshall, Travis Cram, and Lee Frank. And Nancy, what did you think when you saw these guys trying to lift that mower?
Well, I was on the phone when they were trying to lift it. I mean, trying to talk to called 911. I was trying to explain where we was at and everything.
You were constantly giving them updates then, or?
Well, they asked me how he was, if he was. I said there for a minute, you know, he couldn't. He said he couldn't breathe, and then when they got the mower off of him, he was doing better. But I'm just thankful we went to Melcher to eat that night.
Well, and Joy, what were you thinking when you came up?
I thought, well, I was sure glad they got that mower off of him. And he looked like he was doing all right. It was good to see him talking. And
so did you and John and the other first responders from Columbia then treat him at the scene and then transport him?
Yes, we put him on a long backboard and C-collar and loaded him in the ambulance.
And what injuries did you see?
He was complaining of his back. You couldn't really see anything, but other than he said it, you know, it was hurting.
And so you just did the appropriate procedure for that kind of complaint?
Yes, mechanism of injury.
So it was on his chest, and so he couldn't breathe, is that right?
He was face down.
And it was on the middle of his back and pushing down on him.
Middle of his back. Wow. And so all that pressure, 600, I can't, I'm just sitting here thinking, laying on the ground, putting 650 pounds on my back. I just think that.
It was just right across his shoulder blades, wasn't
shoulders?
It?
Shoulders.
Yeah, somewhere right in
something there.
Something
in that area. We didn't look where it was at. We were just trying to get it off.
And did you guys talk to each other? Did you say, you move over there, or I'll grab this 1, 2, 3 heft?
We weren't talking, was it?
I know. At first we gave it a try, and we didn't budge.
So he moved around, and I moved around with him on the one side, and she started moving, we just kept pushing. And it flipped over,
back, I'm surprised we didn't step on him. I mean, I was trying to think if we had or not.
That's what, you know, it was hard. Well, we was lifting. He was right there, and Lord help us, we didn't drop the mower or step on him, like he says. Actually, I thought everything went real good after the fact, but before, I was a little shook up.
Well, yeah, a little bit shook up. I guess that you were thinking that if you delayed, you know, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, it could be all over. Is that what you were thinking?
I guess, there's definitely a sense of urgency. You could tell that Lee was, he wasn't panicking, but he was definitely expressing he was hoping to get freed up in a hurry. And I think definitely the Lord was looking out for him for the circumstances that I was delayed getting home from work and got there just in time to help out. And just think overall it was a bad circumstance for Lee, and amazing how it turned out.
I just, like I say, I'm just thankful he come along, because if he hadn't have, in my own judgment, and I could be all wet, I didn't think the guy would have made it, because when I first got there, he was kind of gray in color, and like I say, I tried to lift that more. Don't get me wrong, I don't know if I lifted it in here or not, but I think I lifted it up enough, you know, my arm's length backed up again it. Maybe give him a little breath, I don't know, but...
It's not a heavily traveled road.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you. It's like there's been one person go by all the time we're standing here.
Yeah, it's just kind of the people that live on this west end of the road kind of use that some, but the people on the east end, they mostly go 14. So that's another thing that's amazing that two people come along at the right time.
Well, now, John, you mentioned that you just might nominate these folks here for an award.
We're going to present them with a life-saving award for their actions on Tuesday night. That's from the Columbia Fire Department, Columbia Fire and Rescue.
So nice little ceremony, I bet, they'll be coming up.
Yep.
Anybody have any last thoughts you'd like to share? We're going to go down and talk a little bit to Lee, but any last thoughts anybody would like to share?
Just tell him I'm tickled to death he's still with us, because... I've seen a lot of people die, but it's no picnic. I'm getting too old for that.
There's always a lot of emotion in a rescue when it turns out good or bad. There's still emotion. It don't matter if it is good or bad. And this way it was good, but there's still a lot of emotions involved, and people, you know, kind of go over in their mind, well, what if this happened or that happened or somebody hadn't come along, you know. It takes a while for everybody to talk it out.
More in depth after this. Lee had just got home from the hospital when I went to talk with him. Well, Lee, you're a lucky guy.
Absolutely. I came very close. In my mind, to dying. There's no question that if the two gentlemen wouldn't have come along when they did, that I was just about out of breath there.
That was a steep bank, and I bet you've done that thousands of times.
Yeah, literally, you know, I've been mowing that for 20-plus years. I've used this lawnmower for over 7 years on that and never really had a problem, but... Today was the day that it decided to act up and flop over, so.
Okay, and so it flipped over on you, and what went through your mind? I hate to take you back there, but that's what's part of the story.
It is, and it's something that goes through my mind, believe me, it goes through my mind all the time. I think about it all the time, and how close I was there to death. You know, it flipped over on its side, and I thought, oh, gee, you know, I can just bail out of this, no problem. Well, it's a zero-turn mower, and there's two arms that come up that you control it with, and the one arm was trapped by the ground, and so it pinned me. The deck was still spinning, the engine was still running, and I was starting to get soaked. The gas tank was leaking all over me, so I'm getting covered in gasoline, thinking, I gotta get this thing shut off. If there's a spark or something, I'm going to get lit up here. I was able to disengage the blades. Wasn't quite able to reach the ignition to turn it off. And I thought to myself, I gotta get out of this thing. I'm doused in gas. Well, I was in the chair. And the chair, there's a switch underneath the chair that runs the engine. So I'm thinking, you know, if I can get up off this chair, the engine will stop or whatever. Well, as I rolled out, I rolled onto my stomach. And this particular mower does not have a roll bar. It just decided to roll right with me and right on top of me, and it pinned me, my lower back, the lumbar area, and on my ribs. And it was just high enough to where it was compressing my ribs, and every breath I took, the next breath in was less and less and less, and I couldn't move my legs or anything. I could move my arms. You know, I was trying to pull myself out, with my arms. But here's this mower still running, and it started rolling black smoke. And I'm thinking in my mind, if this thing sparks, I'm going to burn to death. I can't breathe. I'm on my gravel road here. No one's going to find me. My family's not home. This is it. I said a prayer. I said a prayer to God and asked him, is this my time? And I swear at that time is when Mr. Marshall came down the road. And he stopped, and bless his heart, he tried to move that thing. And I was thinking to myself, okay, someone else is going to come. And it wasn't, seconds seem like days, when you're in that situation. I don't really know how long I was under that thing. But it didn't seem like it was very long before Travis Cram came along. And I told Travis, he came and he tried to lift it. And I told him, I said, Travis, I don't think I have much time here, buddy, which I didn't. I know in my mind, if he wouldn't have got that thing flipped off of me, I would have exasperated and ran out of breath. And he just took that and he just flipped that thing over like it weighed 5 pounds. I mean, it was nothing. So I know, the Lord was with me and with him, and something that I'll never forget the rest of my life, that's for sure. And in my mind, I know, those guys, they saved my life. There's no question.
And you're at home 2 days later. You've got a turtle shell on you.
Yeah, I've got my stormtrooper armor on. This is designed. I ended up breaking my two of my lumbar and chipping the third. I think my L1 and L2 lumbar, which the neurosurgeons told me that if you're going to break your back, that's the place to break it, because there's no there's going to be no interference with the spine or spinal column. It's just that when you break those bones, it's wrapped in one of the biggest muscles in your body. And so to damage those bones, you had to damage that muscle, so it's just going to hurt like heck recovering from that. But there should be no long-term effects. The doctors felt that if I wouldn't have been on my back and I would have been on my chest, I probably would have died. They would have ruptured multiple organs and everything, but I didn't have any organ damage. It was just a miracle all the way around, really.
You're going to be just fine.
I am. I am going to be just fine. I have no doubt in my mind. I'll make a full recovery. And, I'm taking it day by day. Can't get up and run a marathon yet today. But, just getting around to the house and going to the bathroom is a big deal. So.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
If I could say one thing, I just more on a safety feature. If anybody has a bigger mower or a tractor or whatever, and it has a roll bar, yes, they are a big pain in the rear end. But if I'd have had my other mower, which has a roll bar, I wouldn't have been in that situation. So I'm just a huge proponent of those safety features now, and don't take any shortcuts.
Thanks to John and Joy Pierce, Rich and Nancy Marshall, Travis Cram, and Lee Frank for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.